Is this the part where we start talking so Paul Westerberg doesn't sue us?
This is the inaugural 500. No, this is not 500. Shit.
Way to fuck up the intro.
This is the inaugural Dyslexic Heart podcast. It might be the only Dyslexic Heart podcast.
And it's explicit because I just dropped an F-bomb.
Well, we don't know.
We didn't even swear on our other one.
We referred to the C word.
We did, but we didn't say it.
This is the Oprah after show.
Is there going to be an after show after the Oprah?
Yes,
Oprah after the show after the show.
So this is the 500 by Midnight after show, now called the Dyslexic Heart podcast, because we're not talking about Vegas. So I'm not posting it on 500, but I'll link to it from there. So people who want to listen to it can, but it won't go down in the feed because
it's going to be a train wreck. Let's just admit it.
We have no show notes. We have no plan. We are just going to yammer.
We're just going to babble and it could be good or it could be bad.
So what do you want to talk about? This is your idea.
I don't know. Music, I guess.
All right.
Current event.
What's turning your crank that I might have on my iPod?
Well, okay. Not to bring the room down. Did you hear about Jeff Hansen?
Yeah, but I've never heard of him until he died.
I know I've heard the song before. Somebody posted a link to a YouTube video, and it is very reminiscent of Elliott Smith. Not in the way that he died.
I wasn't really much of a fan of him either, though. I respect what he did, but he wasn't really.
I didn't listen to him often, but, you know, if I was in a certain mood, I would. It's very acoustic. Jeff Hansen sings in a very... He does not look the way he sings. He's got a very...
Like the guy from...
high-pitched voice.
Like the guy from Coheed and Cambria.
Yes, the guy from Coheed and Cambria. And I don't mean any disrespect to Jeff Hansen, because it was a very tragic thing. Apparently he fell.
Yep.
It was an accidental thing, and he fell on some concrete, and he was only 31, and it's very sad.
Yep. St. Paul songwriter. Mm-hmm. Never heard of him until he died, so I
feel bad that I didn't.
Yep. All right. So okay. Now what?
All right. Let's take a dramatic pause.
All right.
And scene. God, I hope that wasn't disrespectful, but I did want to bring it up. I did want to bring it up because I wanted to, like, if people hadn't been introduced to him or his music.
All right.
I wanted to give them a place to find it. Anyway, so you were going to play Coheed and Cambria, weren't you?
I was thinking about it.
Play it.
I'm not. It's weird because they're not really the type of music I'm necessarily into that much.
It's Butler's fault, isn't it?
But I really like this song, and...
Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show introduced you to this.
And I'm not into... Rush, but they sound a lot like Rush.
Yeah, I'm not into Rush either.
So it's kind of a weird thing, but which song is Favor House Atlantic? Is that the name of the song? I have two songs of theirs on here.
I don't know.
Devil in Jersey City? No, I think it's the first one. All right, so we'll play a little bit of Coheed and Cambria. And then
I'll tell you a story about Rush.
I think we're actually allowed to play this because it's on the PodSafe Music Network from Mevio. No, is that what they're called now? Mevio?
Mevio. Which I think is the dumbest name ever, but...
Yeah, well. I'm talking over the show. We can do this because we have no format.
We don't.
This is a good hook. I like this.
Remember the first time you heard this and thought it was a chick?
Yeah, and I looked at their website and it's like a big fat guy. It's so bizarre.
Song does rock.
It does. Got a good hook.
And even though I don't like the name Mevio, I'm glad they're employing at least one person I know.
Two? Brian, no.
Yes.
Michael Butler.
I'm sorry, Brian. I didn't mean to disrespect you there.
That's two. Two friends at
Mevio.
Two
friends of Mevio. Ha, 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 ha. Two. Ha, 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 ha. What would you say the train wreck quotient is so far on a scale of 1 to 10? Like 15?
It's very high. We got nothing going. That's okay.
No. It's better than us sitting here with our laptops and, you you know, Twittering and Facebooking, and I can't believe I just use those as verbsing.
Sitting next to each other and IMing each other.
Yep.
So we don't have to talk.
I don't hate the Facebook as much as I used to. I've been kind of enjoying it.
There's a tangent we can talk about.
Facebook?
Your roller coaster relationship with the Facebook.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So first I was kind of curious, intrigued.
Sure, I'm curious. Sure, I'm.
Sure, I'm flattered. Maybe even a little curious. So I went on it, signed up. Nobody at work knows about it that I'm on there, even though all of them are. I don't know. I just like keeping my work and my personal life separate. But anyway, that's another rant for another time. God, I'm very tangent filled tonight.
Good times.
Yeah. So I started making friends with a lot of people that I went to high school with in church camp. And we had a lot of different beliefs. And this is during the time of the election.
I know. Most of them are like far left-leaning liberals, and you're a hardcore Republican.
Right, right. And
or something.
And not that I want to judge people on the basis of their religious or political beliefs, but it's just weird, like, seeing the groups people are into and not being able to have a conversation with them about it. Because if you haven't seen somebody in 20 years, you don't want to say, so why is it you think marriage is just between a man and a woman? Why is that? What's your, you know, is it hurting you somehow if the gays get married? Really? Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But that just like really, really bugged me deep down. So for a while I avoided it because I really suck at conflict. So I'm an avoider. So I just kind of stayed off there for a while. And then I felt weird because certain people who might be in the room with me right now are having such a great time with it. And I felt like, okay, I must be missing something. I must be not getting it.
Facebook has been very good to me.
And I'm glad.
You know, a large part of that has been me reconnecting with people that I hadn't been in touch with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Although the whole high school thing, I got back in touch with a bunch of people I hadn't talked to from high school in more than 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't necessarily happen because of Facebook. Facebook has just made it easier for us to keep in touch now that we are back in touch. So,
and it's been great. I'm really glad
it has,
that's worked out.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. I hadn't talked to my best friends from high school for, like I said, over 15 years, and now we're getting together like monthly.
Quarterly.
More than that. It's every month or two. So
yeah, it's nice.
Quarterly.
Quarterly.
I do get together with a former coworker every other quarter.
That's good.
Yeah. And there's a 500 by Midnight, not that this is that show, but there's a fan club on there for us, and there's like 300 and some people on.
There's three. You're kidding, 300?
I think it's getting close to four, isn't it?
You're kidding. I haven't been on there in a long time.
I have the internets here at my fingertips. You
do. Thanks to Pete and Ellen, even though they're probably not listening, for doing that.
Yeah, that is cool.
For setting up the group, not the not listening, but if they are listening, that's awesome. Yay.
Let's see. There's 378 members.
That many? That just astounds me.
I know. We're popular.
I'm humbled by that.
Yep.
So we've covered Facebook. We've covered
Coheed and Cambria. We didn't know who died.
The Facebook thing yet.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, for the last week or so, and we'll see how long this lasts, I've started to go on there more often. And like, I feel like when people reply to me, I need to reply back because I feel like it's rude if I just leave them hanging.
Would it be rude if I Twitter while you talk?
Yes, it would.
Oh.
No, it wouldn't. You could. I can guarantee you'll say something about your wife rambling.
No, I'm going to announce a new podcast.
Really? Oh, my God. I hope people have no expectations for this because I am like a drunken mess right now. I was going to say a hot mess, but I don't know if I qualify. But anyway, so then I just made friends with some of my cousins, and I'm kind of excited about that because we only see each other every few years. And we used, like when we were kids, we used to get together all the time. Like we'd at least see each other once a year for Christmas or for over the summer or something. And it was just really fun. And those are always my favorite childhood memories of hanging out with my cousins. So I'm kind of excited that I'm friends with my cousins on Facebook and we can stay in touch.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's your Facebook story.
Or something.
Facebook's been very good to me. I spend a lot of time there, and I've been in touch with people that I've known for as long as, let's see, I think the person who I know from, like, when I was growing up the longest, I think I was probably about four when we met. And
who's that?
Dana.
Yeah.
We've been in touch periodically. I knew her for a couple of years when we were little kids. Then she moved away. And then she went to my high school for a couple of years, then moved away. And then we hadn't been in touch at all until we found each other on Facebook. So it's kind of weird, but very cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So
I wish
it's,
my,
you know, it's like, I'm kind of embarrassed to spend as much time on Facebook as I do, but it's been really cool because all of a sudden all these people are back in my life and that's awesome. So
yeah,
I'm a Facebook whore.
You are a whore.
Thanks.
I just wish, like, there are some people who aren't on it who I wish were on it.
There are like four or five people I search for weekly in hopes that they show up on there. And I have had no luck yet, but
there's a friend of mine who I've pretty much known all my life. She's a year older than me, but when I lived in South Dakota, we were like two farms over. And I wish she would join Facebook so we could stay in touch. What are you listening to?
It's a reference to something you said a few minutes ago.
That you're a whore?
He's a Whore by Cheap Trick.
Awesome. Oh, who had Cheap Trick in the pool? Will you be playing Santana tonight?
I don't have any Santana on my iPod. I may have Prince doing a cover of Santana. I don't know.
Touring and where?
Now, Tinted Windows is playing a handful of dates, but I think that's pretty much over because now Cheap Trick's on the road with Poison and whoever else.
Okay.
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard? Oh, God, I'd love to see that show.
Not coming here because we have no outdoor venue.
Well, we have Midway, but it isn't large enough.
Yeah.
And the reason I mentioned Tinted Windows because Bunny Carlos is the drummer for both Cheap Trick and Tinted Windows. So.
Good segue.
I've been listening to their album a lot. It's such a great summer album.
It's pop. We'll play some in a minute. It's pop-tastic. Oh, how can anybody not love this band? Love me some Cheap Trick.
Me too. I want you to want me as my karaoke standby.
I recall.
Which I will not be performing this evening. Yet.
I don't have any karaoke versions on here.
That's good. Did you just get mail?
I did.
I hope we're not boring people.
We didn't force them to listen to this piece of shit.
See, on the one hand, I feel a need to talk, and on the other hand, I feel like, hey, there's music playing. They can listen to that.
Yep. And our dogs are sleeping. God forbid they should do that during our real podcast.
This gives me a whole new respect for the music podcasters, by the way. I mean, I've always respected them. I think they're awesome, but...
Are you saying that we're suddenly music podcasters?
No,
because we're talking over some songs?
No, I'm not saying that we're music
not
podcasters.
Sure what you're talking about.
I just have a respect. A lot more respect for
what as a result
doing,
of this.
Yeah.
What the? Okay. What do you want before we?
I'm like, when do I talk? When do I not talk?
Before we get too far off, what should I play from Tinted Windows? Do we want the
messing
single?
With my head?
Okay, second song on the album.
I love that song. Right. I love the production on this so much.
And it is a good song.
You're so lucky this isn't a video podcast, people, because you would get some really awkward dancing right now.
And we're seeing Fountains of Wayne acoustic in a few weeks.
That'll be cool.
And,
I'm glad we're seeing them.
One of the members of Fountains of Wayne is in Tinted Windows.
Adam Schlesinger.
It's a super group. Speaking of super groups.
Chickenfoot?
Are we going to go to the Chickenfoot show at Myth?
How much is it and when is it?
They haven't announced prices yet, but...
Oh, so long now. But come on, come on. You've been
That's a good fucking song.
Isn't it a great chorus? Oh my god, I just love it.
Yep. Those Hanson kids have some talent. The singer is Tyler Hanson.
Taylor Hanson.
Taylor?
Taylor.
So that's awesome. So yeah, Chickenfoot is a super another super group. Sammy Hagar.
Michael Anthony.
Former Van Halen.
And we'll talk about him in a minute too.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony from Van Halen, and then Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Eh, not a fan of Chili Peppers, but...
but a fan of his work in Chickenfoot. At least nothing, like Chickenfoot, they're good.
At least nothing that the Chili Peppers have done since, like, 1988. And then Joe Satriani on lead guitar. And it's kind of cool to see him playing with a band.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're playing at Myth in August, and I'll wait and see what ticket prices are.
What day of the week is it?
I think it's a Tuesday or something, but okay. Some of the shows are early. We're old, we can't.
It's sad that day of the week is now a consideration for me if I want to go to a show. If it's on a weekend, definitely. If it's Thursday or Friday,
more likely.
If it's Sunday, forget it.
Unless it's at like 7.
Or if it's a band that I've just been dying to see, like if the Gaslight Anthem had rescheduled their Sunday show, I would be there. I don't care.
Yep.
So I'm just dying to see them. Oh, wait, okay. Sorry, right. I couldn't talk over that. The way the background vocals come in on that last chorus, I don't know what it is. I just love it.
That's an awesome song. So, James Iha from Smashing Pumpkins, who I don't really like that band either, but he's in Tinted Windows.
Yeah, but they're like...
they're good. Together, they're great.
Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, they've done a handful of shows. I don't think they're planning on doing anything.
I have more of a problem with Billy Corgan than the Smashing Pumpkins. It's a whole
Uncle Fester.
Thing, so...
not a fan. Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins, I just never got the fascination with them.
I liked a couple of their songs.
It's a couple more than I liked.
Yeah. I liked Today, their big single.
I'd like it, maybe. I'd probably like it more as a cover.
Tonight wasn't terrible.
No, either. I'm just not a fan of Billy Corgan. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't want to go see Zwan?
No.
Is he still in Zwan, or is he...
I know. Like, aren't Smashing Pumpkins in some incarnation back together?
I don't know.
I think so.
We don't follow Billy Corgan, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, so Michael Anthony.
What was the song Chickenfoot did on Letterman last night?
Or had a lot of Oh Yeahs in it.
Oh, it's probably the song Oh Yeah. I'll play that underneath us while we talk.
So, okay, we were talking earlier about Michael Anthony and how he... so when Van Halen got back together for the big reunion tour, and Eddie's son played bass, and
Wolfgang,
they just pretty much didn't call him. Even though Wolfgang has apparently done a good job, it's just that Michael Anthony was a member of the original band, and why wouldn't they invite him back?
I'm a big Van Halen fan. It was my first concert. It was during the Sammy era.
Tell us about your first concert. What was that?
Monsters of Rock, 1988. It was at the Metrodome, which is the worst place you could ever see a concert.
Or a baseball game.
Or any other event. It was, I think it was like $20, and it was Van Halen, Scorpions, Dokken, Metallica, and Kingdom Come. Freaking $20 for all that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Concert tickets in the 80s were crazy. Like, okay, my first concert was Aha, and I think tickets were like $15.
Yeah, well, Van Halen.
And I'm not ashamed of that, by the way.
So, I'm a big fan of the Hagar and the David Lee Roth eras of Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ashamed of liking Sammy Hagar a lot. And
I'm not ashamed either. And I'm not ashamed of you not being ashamed.
So Michael Anthony, bass player for Van Halen, he's apparently recently Eddie was asked if he had heard any of the Chickenfoot stuff. And he just went off in this whole thing about Michael Anthony and how Michael Anthony quit Van Halen. And Michael Anthony came back and said, you know what, that's not true. I found out that I was out of Van Halen when everybody else did, when it showed up in the news that Wolfgang was in, and it's too bad. I hope that at some point we can play together again. I'm really impressed with the fact that he always takes the high road.
Yeah.
He never really... He does his best to defend himself without bad-mouthing Eddie Van Halen, who is... It's very apparent that Eddie Van Halen is a fucking psycho fucking asshole.
He is mental.
For all these years, everybody...
They should put a show at O'Shea's and call it that after him.
Everybody assumed that David Lee Roth was the most difficult person to work with, and I'm sure he is, and that, you know, maybe Sammy was... No, it turns out...
Eddie, you can now tell that
it's all Eddie. Eddie's a fucking douche.
He's a control freak.
And he's a... Yeah, he's nuts. I've heard interviews with him. He thinks that he cured his own cancer by... the guy is nuts. So anyway, I'm a fan of Michael Anthony. He's a much bigger part of Van Halen than he's probably gotten credit for. And without him, I have no interest in seeing a reunion.
Yep.
So, but Chickenfoot, I'll go see.
Yeah.
We saw Sammy Hagar solo at, was it a Northrop in Minneapolis?
It was a Northrop. And tickets were like half off or something, and decided to go at the last minute.
They must not have been selling, and that was the last time Sammy played here.
Yeah.
I assume because tickets didn't sell well.
But
you know what? If he were to play a smaller venue, like, well, Chickenfoot's playing Myth, which probably holds the same number of people as Northrop, but because it's a club, it's a little different. Mm-hmm. If he did a solo show there, he'd fill the place. Sammy is awesome, man. The guy's like freaking 62 years old, and he
doesn't look it for a while.
He still has a really good voice.
Yeah.
That guy's had a hell of a career. Montrose, and, Van Halen, solo stuff.
Yep. And when we saw him, it was when, was it Gary Cherone had just joined Van Halen
as
their third vocalist?
Yep.
And Sammy had such a positive attitude, and I just remember him introducing Dreams saying something like, "I still got my dreams," and he wasn't saying anything negative, and he was just out there.
With the Waboritas?
Yeah.
His band.
It was just a good show.
It was fun.
Yeah. And I just came away from it thinking, oh, he's really cool.
Yep.
You know, I've never, like, met him or can't, you know, like, vouch for his personality or anything, but his stage presence is very good.
Positive vibe,
good times.
Fuck, I just realized we forgot to mention on the podcast. We'll have to mention it next week on the other podcast.
Oh, we have two now?
Yeah. Well, Sammy is opening a restaurant at McCarran International Airport.
Oh, that's right. Shit. Forgot.
We'll mention it next week.
It was not in the show notes.
I forgot. I fucked up.
Fucked him up.
There we go. Chickenfoot. Now available.
Bad name. Good song.
Oops. Yeah. Yeah, I'm liking that album. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Most Sammy... I haven't listened to enough times to know how many quality, like, really hooky songs there are. Most Sammy Hagar solo albums have, like, three, and then the rest of it's filler. But I mm-hmm. think this one has a little bit higher ratio of...
Maybe because the collaboration with the...
Maybe.
Other. Yeah.
Yeah. What else you want to banter about here?
Had a flashback to I Can't Drive 55.
I don't have that on here.
That's okay.
I don't think I have any Sammy solo on here.
But that reminded me.
I have Mas Tequila. That's the only Sammy solo song. I'll put that on the hell.
Please do. It fits the mood. So my grandparents are visiting and they're very, very conservative, but very, very sweet. I do love them a lot.
They're listening, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. We were watching Dukes of Hazzard, which was also a law-breaking show. I'm trying to segue between I Can't Drive 55 and the Dukes of Hazzard. And my grandpa was kind of horrified at it. He's like, they have no respect for the law.
Those Duke boys.
Those Duke boys don't have any respect for the law, and it makes fun of law enforcement.
Wow.
He was, like, kind of offended by it.
That was my favorite show growing up, by the way, in, like, the... junior high,
oh yeah,
grade school era.
I had such a crush on John Schneider.
Yeah, I was more into Catherine Bach.
Yeah, I can understand.
Can you imagine how many sixth grade boys are spanking it to Catherine Bach?
No.
In tight jeans. I mean, think about it. They named cutoff jeans after her.
Holy
shit!
Did Did you ever see the Dukes of Hazzard reunion where she or Daisy and Enos were going to get married? And
yeah,
then
she was looking a little worn.
Yeah. But then at the end, it was like, Enos kind of dissed her. Like, I just remember him saying something that just seemed really out of character.
I don't recall it that well. Sorry.
Is that a hint?
No.
I hope not. Last time I had tequila, it didn't turn out so well.
I don't remember the plot points of the Dukes of Hazzard reunion. Did they have Vance and Coy on there? Coy
they
and
did
Vance?
Not have Coy and Vance on there.
The they were the they were the scab the scab players during the strike. Bad times.
Cousins Coy and Vance.
That was not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Enos and Daisy were supposed to get married, and she left him at the altar, and he was just really. I don't remember the line that he said, but I remember what he said at the end, which just seemed like almost kind of hurtful, which seemed kind of out of character for him because he was such a sweet guy.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Great story.
And I
though.
Don't remember enough.
No.
I have killed several brain cells since then, apparently.
Apparently. I wonder what the strangest thing on my iPod is that I can play. So far, we've had kind of a rock theme going, but...
Do you have anything by the Jonas Brothers?
No. I may have some,
Can I confess something?
That you do?
Yeah.
I might have,
I've listened to the Taylor Swift album, like...
Oh, I was checking.
Many,
I thought I...
Many, many times.
I thought I might have a Miley Cyrus song, but I don't.
And I am not ashamed of it, because it's a good album. I don't care if it's auto-tuned. They are good pop songs, yeah. And I love them.
The Jonas Brothers?
No, Taylor Swift. Oh. I don't listen to the Jonas Brothers. She used to date one of them. And I would be, like, completely disappointed if I heard that one of the songs is about one of them.
Is she trying to pull that I'm Still a Virgin thing that every teen sensation... How old is she, anyway?
I don't know. I don't follow her personal life that closely. I just want to enjoy her music for what it is. Huh. Like I said, it is auto-tuned all over the place because, as we both know, she can't sing live, but God bless her anyway. She has a damn good album, and I love it.
I'm not offended by the Taylor Swift. I've listened to it a couple times, and it's not horrible. I'll say that. Anything
Do you
with
have
a good,
any on your iPod?
I don't. Anything with a good hook, I'll take. I don't know why I don't. I don't object to it, but
and that
mainly
Kelly
space,
Pickler song she wrote is awesome.
Space management. I have to be selective about what I have on my iPod.
I will have to be on my 32 gig iPhone.
You'll learn
as
new
well.
Habits, that's for sure, when you get your iPhone.
So will I want to carry both of them around with me?
Both what?
My iPhone and my 80 gig iPod.
No, because I thought I might want to do that, and I ended up selling my iPod.
Okay.
So.
I'm trying to figure out what I need. So, supposedly, they're announcing 32 gig iPhones
on Monday. Yep.
And I have coveted
well as,
an iPhone for, like, what, 2 years
as
they've
well
been out
as
now?
They're going the other way, too. 4 gig. They're going with the, like, just minimal, so they can sell them
really?
For, they can sell cheapy phones. Yep.
So, do I get it? Okay, do I get the whole
get
thing?
Get the 32 gig. You'll want it. Trust me.
Because there's part of me that thinks... Do I need all of my music with me all the time? Not that I don't appreciate
don't.
My iPod, because it was a birthday gift and I love it.
Yep. No, what you'll learn is you'll end up leaving everything in your... You have a lot of hard drive space in your iMac.
I do.
So you'll end up leaving all your music on there, but you'll uncheck a lot of stuff and just carry with you the stuff you are most likely to need.
Okay.
Tom Waits.
Yes.
Heart of Saturday Night.
Good song.
We can keep talking.
You're going to have to play The Darkness after this now. Oh, that's Friday night, though, isn't it?
It is.
Damn.
I do have some other Saturday songs, though.
Okay.
I think. Let me put this on for a second. I like this song. You get paid on Friday. Your pockets are jingling. And you see the lights. You get all tingling because you're cruising with a six. And you're looking for the heart of Saturday night.
And you comb your hair, shave your face, trying to wipe out every trace of all the other days.
I don't have any Bay City Rollers, though.
S-H-U-R-D-A-Y night.
Sorry.
I have Bay City Rollers. I don't have that song, though.
No.
I Only Want to Be With You was one of my first 45s.
I'm sure I know it. If I were to hear it, I would know it, but...
I Only Want to Be With You?
Hey, you know, I have this playlist of week of songs about days of the week. I don't have anything about Thursday. I have songs about... Well, I don't have any Sunday songs either. I'm sure there's a Sunday song.
Oh, there's got to be a Sunday song. Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a bunch of Monday songs. A couple of Tuesdays, a couple
of
Wednesdays.
People hate Mondays, so they write about them. Manic Monday, Monday.
Yep.
I don't like Mondays.
Don't have any Thursday songs. There's got to be a Thursday song.
You would think. I love the search feature in iTunes. I can make geeky playlists with them. You made one called For the Ladies with all women's names in it.
I did.
But I think I made one called Hey Lady that just had songs that had
just
lady
Jerry
and
Lewis
girl
songs.
In it.
Hey Lady.
But it just had lady and girl in it. So it's got like girls,
it's
girls
like every
by
song.
Motley Crue and Lady by Little River Band.
Nice.
Let me take a look at you now. There on the dance floor. I can do you somehow. I'll stop ruining the Tom Waits song.
Right.
Is it the crack of the pool balls, neon buzzing, telephones ringing at your second cousin, and the barmaid is smiling in the corner of her eye, the magic of the melancholy tearing your eye, makes it kind of special down in the core, and you're dreaming of them Saturdays. Came before it's found you stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night.
Ah, it's a good song.
It is. So, tangent, we were watching Adventures in Babysitting earlier.
Haven't watched it in a long time.
Still very good, very riveting.
Yes, indeed. Big fan of Elizabeth Shue circa 1990.
She was cute.
Actually, it was probably more like 91, 92.
No, it was more like...
Oh,
87, 88.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Because I visited my friend Heather in Tulsa when I was.
Oh, I have to look this up on IMDb while we talk.
High school. And
I disagree. I think it was.
We went to see that in the theater, along with Dragnet.
So you went to see Dragnet in the theater?
Yes,
Tom
I'm
Hanks
a loser.
And Dan Aykroyd?
Yes.
Wow.
We were in Tulsa, Oklahoma. What else was there to do?
What's the worst movie you've ever seen in the theater?
That's easy.
Oh,
Salsa.
You're right. It was 1987. I stand corrected. My apologies. You know what? I should have known that because I always forget what year I graduated from high school.
1990.
I know. I don't know why I forget that. So I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking. I knew as well I was in high school, but.
Did you watch it a lot in college or something?
No, I didn't at all.
Okay.
But I was thinking, I'm an idiot. That's all.
So anyway, they're supposed to do a remake of it. And that's going to suck,
it's
for one.
Further Adventures in Babysitting. So is it like a sequel?
Oh, God.
There's no details on who's in it or anything on IMDb.
But I was just thinking how crazy it is when you're watching 80s movies and you think, what if they had cell phones? How much would that have changed the plot?
Have you seen Wall Street?
I haven't. I actually haven't.
The cell phones in Wall Street. There's a scene of Michael Douglas walking on the beach talking on
a
cell phone.
Is it like a portable
phone?
It's
a freaking brick. It's hilarious. That movie... I like that movie a lot, but
or the phone in the car in 16 Candles.
Very dated.
Yes.
Yep. Hilarious.
But you think like
okay, I forgot how much I loved
babysitting. She could have called her friend in the bus depot, and they could have, whatever.
I forgot how much I loved Elizabeth Shue until I saw that tonight.
I love that opening sequence when she's dancing around to the crystals.
In fact,
I love the crystals.
In fact, the you know how every 80s teen movie had the kind of crazy friend that there was one in that movie too, and the you think I've had that as part of my lexicon, you think, for 20 years now because of that movie.
Yeah
Yep, very influential movie on my life. What should Apparently. I play? I need to play some music here. This is getting too quiet.
Gaslight Anthem.
All
right. They're my go-to right now.
Oops, shit. Okay. All right. Any specific song you'd like to hear?
Anything.
Anything off of the most recent album? Ooh, I wonder Casanova if they'll have a new album. Huh?
Casanova Baby.
I wonder if they'll have a new album out by the time we see them in October.
So they were supposed to play here in April, and
got the canceled.
Lead singer had an abscessed tooth, and he had initially played through the pain, and then the Minneapolis show he could not play through the pain so much. So
finally got rescheduled, but it's not till frickin' October, and it's at a club where I can't wear my goddamn New Balance because you have to wear fucking nice shoes. I'm gonna let this play for a minute. I gotta use the bathroom.
Mad about the infamous caramel incident in Bellagio where he was turned away for not having proper footwear.
Yeah, so now Gaslight Anthem is playing at Epic in Minneapolis, which we've never been to. It's Prince's old Glam Slam.
Well, we have been to it, but not when it was Epic. We've been to it as Glam Slam and Quest.
Now they
actually saw Snow Patrol there when there were like 50 people, and it was awesome.
Tiny room upstairs.
Oh, the Ascot room.
So now it's the Ascot room. Now it's the now it's Epic, and it's an R&B club, and they have all these requirements, and you can't wear tennis shoes.
I wish they were playing First Ave. That would make so much more sense.
I agree. I am not happy with this. The only other band I've ever wanted to see at Epic was Soul Asylum. They played there right after it opened, but that was for a benefit or something. It was like $100 a ticket, and that's not going to happen. So
even Cowgirls Get the Loose, so I like that one.
Oh,
that was the next one.
So yeah, I'm irritated by that, but what the hell?
I know it was originally scheduled for the Varsity Theater.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Small space. This way they can sell more tickets. That's why they're having it.
Right.
They should have done it first.
But it's not
going to
be. I'm just afraid the rock vibe is not going to be there because they're such a rock band.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to like. I just don't want. I don't want the douchebags to show up. Essentially.
Yeah, but the audience.
I don't think they.
The audience will be determined by
night.
The band. But
yeah.
It's like, you know what? They should flex their frickin' dress code based on the band, because if you're having a rock show, people aren't gonna frickin' dress up.
I'm not gonna show up in fucking heels.
It's retarded. I might, yeah. I don't know what I'll do.
You're gonna show up in heels?
I'm gonna cross-dress that night.
That would be kind of funny.
Or not.
I think you need an androgynous look to be a cross-dresser, and I don't think you have that.
Yeah, I'm not pulling it off.
That's all right.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Tomorrow's Prince's birthday.
Happy birthday, Prince.
It's 51 tomorrow.
No way.
I'm not going to play any Prince because I don't want to get sued.
Oh, no kidding. He's a sensitive little man.
He's a little crazy-ass, suing-ass motherfucker.
up to now?
51.
No, no, no. I mean, like, career-wise, album-wise, activity-wise.
Oh, well, he just put out a 3-CD set, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And that's about
Lotus
it.
Lotus Flower. Flower with a 3.
Lotus Flower, MPLS Sound, and that piece of shit Elixir from Bria Valentine.
Yeah.
Which I've listened to half a time. I have no time for that.
Yeah, his protégés really aren't that interesting to me most of the time. How about that Maite solo album?
Maite solo album rocked. I don't think I have any on here, but...
You don't feel any to have Maite with you all the time? Do you ever cover Brick House where she says, she's Maite, Maite?
There's a chance I might, actually.
Oh, God. Don't you cut off Gaslight Anthem to play Maite.
I don't. I have no Maite on here. She's appearing on some show in June on Oxygen Network.
Doing what?
Let me just find out. I just saw it.
She dated Tommy Lee for a while after she broke up with Prince, right? She was kind of a star fucker for a while, wasn't she?
Yeah. She is appearing on a show called Dance Your Ass Off on the Oxygen Channel. She's one of the judges on the show.
She could dance. I'll give her that.
It airs on June 29th. I miss the Maite era.
The Maite era was pretty awesome. We spent a lot of weekends at Paisley Park during that era.
It's true. This show sounds like the worst show ever. Dance Your Ass Off. It's a combination weight loss dance competition.
Oh my God.
Biggest Loser
meets Dancing with the Stars. Meets So You Think You Can Dance.
Reality shows have gotten out of control. There's just too much now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not stopping anytime soon, though, because they're cheap to produce. All right, so what else do we got going on?
I don't know.
What else do you want me to play or talk about? This is your dream child here.
It's my dream child?
You're the one who decided to keep recording.
I don't know.
I'm just going along for the ride and pushing the buttons.
I was going to say Prince, but we'd get
no,
in trouble.
No, I don't want to play Prince.
Do you have covers of Prince? No. Little Red Corvette by the Gear Daddies?
I'm not playing any. Oh, that's kind of cool. I could play that. All right. Probably I'm not. Well, I'm not supposed to play any of this, but yes, I have that song on here.
Well, we're talking over it.
Yeah. The RIA, you know, there was so much fear that the RIA was going to be suing podcasters, and they haven't, so.
Yeah.
We're kind of promoting their product. I don't think they should.
Right. And we're talking over it, so if people want to, like, splice it out, they're going to hear
my
rambling over it.
Yeah.
They don't want my rambling.
Nope. Well, I guess I should have known by the way you park your car
sideways, it wouldn't last. So tomorrow's grand old day.
For Twin Cities listeners.
Grand Avenue, St. Paul, has a big fest. Involving a lot of drinking, at least. For a friend of mine.
Okay.
A friend of mine lives like 2 blocks from Grand Avenue and she's having a huge party.
Oh, that's the way to do it. It used to be a much bigger drinking fest. People would...
Oh yeah, people would bring wagons and have like kegs in them.
Yeah,
stuff.
They'd go through all these extravagant measures to bring their alcohol with them. And then now they've confined it so that if you want to drink, you have to be in a little corralled area.
Lame.
Yeah.
We don't live in Vegas, apparently.
No, we clearly don't. This is the anti-Vegas.
It is, which is why we like to go there so much. We used to go to Grand Old Day a lot more than we do now. We probably won't attend tomorrow.
When was the last time we went?
10 years ago, maybe?
Sounds about right.
I remember even watching the parade one year.
Really?
You love parades.
Oh yeah, happy house-iversary.
Oh, yeah. Happy house-iversary to you, too.
We've been in our house for 12 years. 12?
12.
12 years.
Yep.
As of, I think, today.
Yep.
I remember that because we went from Grand Old Day directly to our new home.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we moved in the next day then, right?
Maybe? Uh-huh.
I don't know. I have 3 copies of this single.
Yeah? How so?
I bought one the day it came out.
On CD or vinyl?
No, I'm talking about the vinyl. And then it came out on Crackpot Records. And then I was at Flipside Records, which was owned by the same owner of
Crackpot.
Flipside, Dave Bilgin. Flipside was the record store, Crackpot was the label. And I happened to be in there, and Martin Zeller from Gear Daddies was in there at the same time, and I wanted him to sign something, so I bought another copy to have him sign. And then I think I got another one. I don't remember why I got the third one. I don't remember. Maybe it came as part of some sort of other
club or something.
Something, yeah. So I'm pretty sure I have three copies of this. I don't regret it. And then it came out on the CD later on. On the Can't Have Nothing Nice CD after Gear Daddies broke up. Oh, they were so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they still are, but it's not the same.
No.
All right. That's that.
I have to take a brief break, so play whatever you want.
I'll turn off your microphone and I'll play a song for the peeps. All right, so you're off. Your microphone's off. You can go do what you got to do. Let's see. I haven't done one of these for a long time where I'm talking to myself. All right, let's see. What's turning my crank these days? I'm going to play some... I don't know. Oh, here's an old song that I really like that nobody's ever heard called Sometimes I Want to Die by Joy Drop. They're from Canada, I think.
Don't worry about one thing, don't worry about nothing, she said. I'm not gonna let this one go. Nobody's on my side, nobody seems to see how much, how deep, how far these things can be. My eyes are dry and my eyes are dry. Just can't seem to forget that my eyes are dry. Now you are the end, and you left me with nothing to defend. I need the voice of a good friend. Can't stop myself from laughing, no matter how sad these things can be. These things can be.
Where's my drink, lady? Thank you, waitress. All right. That's the end of that song. We actually played almost a whole song without talking during it.
Is that bad?
No, it's fine.
It's a good song, though.
It is. Are they from Canada?
I'm not sure. Tommy Lee was in their video.
Yeah,
back to Tommy Lee again.
What was the connection there?
I don't know. That was like around what, 2000?
It's been a while, but I still listen to that song a lot. It's
I good. Love that song. Oh, I know the what rest I of the next. Album wasn't that
good. Yeah, no, that's the only song I even have still. I think I trashed the rest of the album.
Have you ever bought an album based on one song and just been brutally disappointed?
I did before the days of iTunes.
Yes.
It happened all the time, but no, not in a long time. Now I'm much more selective. I will pre-listen to most albums before yes. deciding to make the purchase. Yep. Let's see.
Technology.
There's a song I love. Star Spangled. Once again, courtesy of Michael Butler. I get so much music from listening to the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
Yes. I'm bummed that Jesse Malin isn't opening for Gaslight Anthem. He is like a week after they're here.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd go see him on his own, but if he were to be opening for someone, it would be quite the bonus.
I would have gone if his tour with Butch Walker had come through.
Ooh,
that would have been
Butch
awesome.
Butch Walker's good.
The two of them toured together for a while, but they didn't come here, so drag. And
a lot of stuff doesn't come here. I think a lot of bands, like, they'll hit Chicago and then they'll swing down to Kansas City and miss us entirely.
That's fucked. We're not flyover country here. We're mini goddamn Minneapolis. No, we're not. I take offense to that. Minneapolis is rocking.
It does rock.
I have no regrets about living here. I mean, I will. I want to move.
I will in about 6 months.
That's true. I want to move as soon as it gets frigid here, but...
Oh, I fucking hate winter.
Music-wise, I can't complain. We get a lot of shows other places don't get, too, so... True. We get more Springsteen than most cities.
We do. We got Tenacious D that one time.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Before they were touring widely.
Yep. We have Westerberg.
Yep.
That can't be denied.
The number of Prince shows we've seen as a result of living here is crazy.
Yep.
So there we go. There's us trying to justify
Dan
living
Wilson.
Here.
There was that one weekend where we saw Dan Wilson at the Guthrie, and then we saw the New Standards play their Christmas show, where it was like, all right.
That was like a Minneapolis jackpot, that New Standards show.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, because then Dan showed up for that, and Jeremy Messersmith, and a bunch of other people.
Yep. Haley Bonner.
Haley Bonner. That was the first time we'd seen her.
Yep.
Holy shit. When she did her cover of River by Joni Mitchell,
oh,
I had goosebumps on top of goosebumps. It was just phenomenal.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, she's great. Haley Bonner. Bonar.
Check it out. She's awesome. I follow her on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm her Facebook friend, too.
Yeah, me too. She posted something.
I hope she doesn't think I'm stalking her.
She posted something on one of those places. Oh, it was on Facebook, actually.
Rock and Roll Garage Sale today?
Was that her address that she posted? I was trying to figure that out. I'm assuming it was.
I feel bad because it was really rainy today, although I hate to talk about the weather, but we freaking needed the rain because it's been like a month of nothing.
Yeah,
that I'm complaining. I love sunshine.
Rule only applies to our main podcast. Yes. We can talk about the weather all day long on the Dyslexic Heart podcast.
Because Minnesota weather changes once every 10 minutes.
There are only two seasons here. Mosquitoes and road construction. God, I hate those fucking Minnesota jokes.
You mean winter and road construction.
Whatever.
You said mosquitoes and road construction.
I combined two jokes.
Those are the same.
It's winters and mosquitoes or winters and road construction. People here have no sense of humor. Freaking ridiculous. All right. What else are we talking about? I can't believe anybody is listening to this at this point.
No.
That's fine. That's why we're not putting it in our main RSS feed. We don't want to lose our Vegas fans.
We don't
want
to disappoint people.
Seriously, if any of you are listening to this, you need to find a life because you're listening to us.
This is what we do on Saturday nights.
Not compelling.
This is like a little glimpse into our sad, sad lives.
There's nothing compelling about this. What else should I play? What else do you want to talk about? You need to keep this.
Do we need to keep it going or wind it down?
Whatever you want to do. We're at 55 minutes.
See if Dan Short's listening. He's going to be upset because it's going to go over and he won't be able to fit it on CD.
If we hit the 80-minute mark, we get angry emails from our Canadian listeners. What do you got? Anything else?
I find that funny. Oh, God. I feel like there's something I should say, but I don't know what to say. So I'm starting to ramble, so we should probably start wrapping it up.
I'll play some Westerberg. Okay. That always makes me happy. That says a long intro. It's the 5:05. It's what time I get up in the morning now.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
So are both dogs on the bed?
I don't know. They disappeared.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do with my free Sunday now that we don't have to record a podcast?
I don't know. You can help me go through my wardrobe options. I need to consign some stuff.
Why don't we just go in with a box and just take everything out?
Then I'd have to buy all new stuff.
I have no ability to assist you with that project.
It's all right. What should I do with my Monday off?
If I had Monday off, I know what I'd do, but you're not probably up for the drive.
Gambling?
Go down to Treasure Island and get the 10 free pull tabs. I won $100 last week.
I don't have as good luck. I don't have as much good luck with that as you do.
Oh, yeah, I'm the luckiest gambler in the world. Ain't about the money.
If I go there, I can't go to IKEA.
You have to pick and choose.
Yes. IKEA's a haul.
It's like 20 minutes away.
But then you've got like the whole traffic thing to deal with. You don't want to hit it the wrong time in the afternoon because then you have to deal with rush hour.
Go in the morning.
I will.
Go like 9 after rush hour. And
yep.
No problem.
That's my plan. Maybe a little stop off at the H&M.
Is there one at the Mall of America?
Yes, there is.
Shit.
It was the first one in the States.
Oh, that's great. I needed to know that. There's room in my brain that I couldn't use for something better that I'm...
We have two H&M stores, one in the Mall of America and one in Woodbury Lakes, which is convenient to my office when I go there, when I'm not working at home. Gee, I wonder why you're turning the music up.
That's what my brain does whenever I hear you talking about H&M.
Okay.
I wonder if we can end this at exactly the 1 hour mark.
I don't know.
It'll be like Prince's Emancipation album where he had three albums that were exactly 60 minutes each. I'm shooting for that. So we're at 57:50 right now.
Ooh.
This song is another 2.5 minutes, so I think we're dead on. We'll see how... Well, actually, we're going to run a little bit over.
We'll run over.
But at the end, I think there might be some wankery. I don't know.
From us or from Paul? From
Paul. You can always pan it down.
Yeah. I don't know how much more I have to say.
I know. I think we're running out of steam here.
I think we are.
This is quite an experiment, though.
It was. I enjoyed it.
Good times. Good idea.
Yeah.
But now we're committed to probably doing it again sometime.
Yeah, whatever.
This is good. I'll have something to post on my blog for the first time in 2 months.
Oh, you.
Yeah. You're better at it than I am.
Really?
You've taken a little break, though, too, haven't you?
I have. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm not a good blogger.
I'm not either. But that's okay. I'm not, like... With my blog, I'm not expecting anything. Like, I'm not using it to become... Like, to get a book deal or whatever. I'm just doing it because I have stuff to write about. And if people find it interesting, that's great.
My problem is I realize that I don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
When I start to vlog.
Me too.
Thank God I have 2 podcasts now. And this one is an accidental podcast, which is even better.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to not have
you
a format.
You could call it the accidental podcast.
No. It's the Dyslexic Heart Podcast, number one.
Mm-hmm.
With 40 seconds left, any final thoughts before we sign off here?
Thanks to anyone who's still listening.
Yeah, you have no life. So welcome to our lack of lives.
Yes, we have no lives either. Join us, will you?
Yep. All right, that's going to do it. We're going to wrap it up. We've got 20 some odd seconds to go here. It's like a freaking telethon, really. Get your pledges in now.
Or not.
There's nothing to pledge.
Nope, just your loyalty.
All right.
And your attention span.
Signing off.
Bye-bye.
Bye.